Listener supported. WNYC Studios. Where is my plan?
The singer, guitarist, and painter, Joseph Arthur, got some good news this week. He got his van back. See, on August 23rd, the white Dodge Ram that Joseph had owned for almost 10 years was towed for $361 in unpaid parking tickets. Worse, the van contained a lot of his music equipment and his paintings. And if that wasn't bad enough, New York City then sold the van at auction for $1,000. I spoke with Joseph earlier today, and he told us his tale of woe.
It started with three parking tickets, which I had had a conversation about with management and was told they were paid. And then we took it to a repair shop after it got into a little accident to get the seat fixed. This was like a month or so after the tickets. Mm-hmm. And we had been at the shop before with some stuff in it, so it seemed like a safe place to, like, I, you know, sometimes I'll leave amps and even rolled up paintings in my van because my place is small. And so I didn't really think too much about it going back into this shop, even with those items in it. But they had parked it on the street, and from there it got towed. The marshal ran the plates and towed it. Then I had another conversation with my management about who's going to pay for the towing, the shop or us, and the shop actually agreed to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were on tour. You were in Mexico when this is all happening,
well,
right?
Well, at that point, I was still in New York, but after that conversation, I assumed that, you know, that it would be getting out of the tow yard, like,
right,
imminently, you know?
Right.
And then I went to Mexico on vacation with my good friend Spencer Tunick, invited me out there, the guy who takes pictures of like a million naked people in the city center, you know?
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You never seen that? You never seen those photos? Thousands of naked people in the middle of Rome?
When you said city center, I thought you meant the place, city center up on 55th Street.
No.
All right.
Yeah, he's pretty well known. But anyway, so he invited me to Mexico with his family, and then just there's a bunch of artists in San Miguel. There's a great artist community there, and he wanted me to come out there. So I went out there, and I had an amazing time. And when I got back, the very next day, I got a call from my manager saying I had the worst news. And that's when I found out it had been sold, and that all the content sold with it, and that we basically had no rights to even know who had it. And
right.
So it was just like, and then I Facebook posted it like an hour later, you know, as you do. I was in shock, and I just said, like, you know, announced what had sort of happened. And I got such a huge amount of support and, you know, people trying to help me. I was baffled. Like, you know, three or four lawyers were calling me, and yeah.
So, I mean, I think a lot of people were baffled because it happened so fast. I mean, it's like, this is a city that can't fix a pothole in 3 months or 6 months. And in a couple of days, they've impounded your van and then auctioned it off.
And without warning, no warning. And you know, in the end, they found out that they had sent warnings to, like, an address I had lived in five addresses ago. And I have no idea how they got that. It's not on my license or anything. So it's bizarre.
So now you said a couple of lawyers responded pretty quickly when you posted on Facebook.
Yeah.
Was one of them Ron Kuby, the noted civil liberties lawyer?
Exactly. That came through Spencer Tunick, my friend I mentioned earlier, who, you know, gets in these kind of binds all the time due to the nature of his work. Photographing thousands of naked people in the middle of a city will do that to you, you know. So he, you know, Ron Kuby, who was name dropped in The Big Lebowski by the dude. You know, so I was pretty impressed with that.
Mm-hmm.
There was a scene in Big Lebowski.
I can't believe you're getting a Big Lebowski quote into this story, but go ahead.
I'm not one of those guys that quotes like movies, but I just, this is how I was told about Ron. I guess the dude said, "Get me Ron Kuby, he'll get me out of this." So.
Is this your only ID? Know my rights, man.
You don't know shit, Lebowski.
I want a lawyer, man. I want Bill Kunstler, man, or Ron Kuby.
You know, the story goes on from there. So, like, after, well, I mean, that was, like, that was in the weekend, and we had to sort of wait the weekend, and then, you know, it was the next week, I think it was Tuesday or something, we finally got the guy who had it, but it turns out he doesn't speak any English. He only speaks Spanish, so then we had to find an interpreter. He, you know, wouldn't commit to anything on the first day or on the second day. I went through a few different interpreters. One of them said, I think he sounds like he's drunk. You know, it was like it was looking really good, then it was not looking good. And then he like basically didn't call us back, and it just seemed like he was giving us the slip. And finally he called back and wanted to negotiate just for the contents in the van, said he wanted to keep the van. So it was like, oh man. And then it turns out, so there was this PI named Vic and my friend Craig, Jared Johnson, who plays in the Jayhawks and Golden Smog and plays with me a lot. They went to like a whole fashion New York City shakedown, you know? But it was us that really got shut down because he wanted $1,500 for the contents in the van alone. And ultimately he wanted $5,500 for everything, and he had paid $1,000 for it. It just seemed like it was like that was our moment to get it back, and he had us, you know, and we just got it back.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't regret it. You know, it's like I got my paint, you know, the paintings in there are worth a lot to me, and the equipment, and even the van itself. You know, a musician gets attached to their van, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I've had that thing for almost 10 years now. But,
well,
yeah.
Joseph, those were three very expensive parking tickets, as it turns out. But
I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, it's crazy.
You got your van back and the paintings and the gear.
And I got a good song out of it. We did a Where's My Van song in video.
The video is a lot of fun. Who's that with you in
Thank
the video?
You. That's Craig Johnson. Yeah.
All right. Enjoy the tour of Canada, and I'm glad that the story has a happy ending.
Always good to talk to you, Jack.
All right, Joseph Arthur with us on Soundcheck.
I swear it knows when I'm feeling my pain. Where is my pain? Where is my pain? Where is my pain?